Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Take Two in the World of Podcasting proudly present to you the WWE Tag Team Super Fans of the World, the Dream Craig Machine, the Badass Johnny P, Take Two Takedown.
And if you're not down with Take Two Takedown, we got two words for you.
Suck it!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Take Two Takedown. This is a huge episode for us, Craig.
Huge!
Episode 25.
25!
You realize we're almost halfway to doing a whole year's worth of episodes.
That's kind of ridiculous, right?
Considering that we have the attention span of a sea snail.
At most. I was thinking more like, a housefly that dies in like 24 hours? That's pretty much us, right?
Yeah, something like that.
So just real short.
But,
real short
attention span. Wow, 25 episodes.
25 episodes. We've been going strong.
Well, cheers to you.
Oh, to you too, my friend. Clinkies. Clinkies. But episode 25, and we have another huge milestone that we hit this week.
What would be that?
We have over 300 followers on our Twitter right now.
Well, we're trying to expand ourselves in the wrestling universe. We realize we're new, we're young, we're hip, we're better looking than most.
Most. All.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We're two, you know, ruggedly handsome dudes.
That's the best way that I think to describe either of us, is ruggedly handsome.
Which basically translates into fat, old, and bearded.
Right, right.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so most wrestling fans, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
Right. Well, we fit in the one of the two dichotomies, and we are not 12-year-old boys.
Gotcha.
We just act like it.
Gotcha. But we are glad that all of you other bearded, fat, old...
Ruggedly handsome.
Oh, sorry, ruggedly handsome followers of wrestling are now following us, too, on Twitter. If you haven't yet, please do, at Take2Takedown. Follow us on Twitter. I would have to say we're pretty funny.
I like us.
Some of the people from Right Coast Pro may not like us because we're calling a lot of them out for this next match coming up. But we'll get into that.
Okay, good.
We get into local
stuff. I've got some heat on that one.
They got some heat on us, and I think they're a little bit jealous of how cool we really are.
Well, they realize that we're right.
Exactly. But we have other big things to talk about.
Hold the ponies.
Phrase? Hold the ponies?
I don't know.
Are we going to start that? Just bring that?
Just
make that a thing?
Just make it a thing.
All right, guys. All right, everybody, hold your ponies.
Hold your ponies. There's a little something coming up this weekend that you and I are over the moon about.
What is that?
I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called WrestleMania.
WrestleMania?
Yes, WrestleMania.
WrestleMania week! WrestleMania!
With that in mind.
Yes.
We got to say that we threw out the gauntlet.
We did.
Just put it down on the ground. We challenged two other shows, The Wrestling Life, Busted Wide Open, to a pickoff, The Wrestling Life and Busted Wide Open. Both, to their chagrin, have accepted our challenge.
They're not that smart.
No. We have a WrestleMania episode
coming out tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
It will come out Friday. Right before WrestleMania, so you're hearing this on Thursday. If you download us immediately when we drop, as you should.
As everybody does.
So Friday, tomorrow, we will have our WrestleMania spectacular super show that we don't really have a cool name for yet.
Yeah, well, we could have, but you didn't ask me.
Oh, and what? Sorry.
I'm a fucking lyrical genius.
Sorry, what should we name our show, John?
I guess now it's the WrestleMania Extravaganza Super Show.
That sounds like a good idea. What was that show? What was it? The Super Mario Brothers Super Show that Captain Lou Albino was in when he pretended to play
Albino?
Mario? Yeah.
Not Albino.
No, Captain Lou Albino, right? Isn't that his name? Yeah.
Captain Lou the Albino.
Right. Okay, that's what I thought. So we will have that dropping tomorrow on Friday. Our picks versus Wrestling Life picks versus Busted Wide Open picks. And we'll see who's going
to
win.
And it looks like the loser will have to face the heat from the winner and just literally take it.
Take it. They will have to go on the winner's show and accept their comeuppance. You like that? The comeuppance?
Comeuppance.
Comeuppance. Hold your pony, folks. The comeuppance are coming.
Hold your ponies.
Oh, ponies. Sorry.
It's a little bit smaller than horses.
Right. And it's harder to hold multiple ponies as opposed to one pony.
I don't know. Like My Little Ponies?
Hey, I don't know. This is your phrase.
Where are we going?
This is your phrase. I don't know. You're the lyrical genius.
Hey!
Mm-hmm.
Show's about wrestling.
All right.
Let's talk about wrestling.
Back to wrestling. We have our mailbag segment.
Mailbag.
Mailbag. Our triple tea bag, which, again, we need some sort of musical drop for.
You're going to go cajole the sack?
Exactly. We're going to open up our sack. All right, we're going to see what's in there today. And today, in our triple T bag, we have a very appropriate WrestleMania question.
Wait, an appropriate question in
well,
the tea bag?
Exactly. It's very shocking that this happens.
I agree.
It's very shocking, one, that we get wrestling-related questions, because most people just want, you know, answers to their life problems, their love issues. That's what we're here to help
with.
We're
the Dr. Phil of the wrestling universe.
Right. But sometimes, and every once in a while, we answer wrestling questions.
Okay, so... Drop it on me, my man.
All right, we have from here a question from Kevy Kev in Trenton, New Jersey.
Ooh, we love us some Kevy Kev.
We do love us some Kevy Kev. So Kevy Kev from Trenton, New Jersey asks, with WrestleMania coming up, what is your all-time favorite WrestleMania moment?
Ooh, this is a tough one.
It is a tough one. So. Luckily, we talked about this in our pre-show meeting to make sure that, one, we don't pick the same event because that's what we have a tendency to do.
Yes, yes.
And two, we actually had to semi-kind of think about it.
See, my problem with this question is there are so many great moments that come out of a WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
To pick just one, it's kind of like going into Baskin-Robbins and picking your favorite flavors out of the 31.
Right, it's not going to work. You're walking with at least three.
Yeah, but one day you walk in, you want like cookie dough ice cream.
Right, one time you might walk in and you want world-class chocolate.
Yeah, you see where I'm going with this,
I see where you're going with this. It's hard to pick, and it depends on what mood you're in at the time.
So, as you and I have been binging on WrestleManias leading up to this Sunday.
As I think any good wrestling fan should be doing who's... has the WWE Network at this moment.
Oh, it's a gimme. With all that being said, I'm going to go with my favorite moment at this moment.
Mm-hmm. Your favorite moment at this moment?
And at this moment.
Right.
At this moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, give me a moment.
All right.
My favorite moment.
Right. A moment like this. Continue.
God, you Kelly Clarkson me. That's almost as bad as being Rickrolled.
Almost. Almost.
All right. Just because it was brought to the forefront on another podcast, and I've always loved this match. This is like a pinnacle match in my wrestling fandom career.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go with the Bret Hart, Stone Cold Steve Austin match from WrestleMania 13.
That's a good one. That is a really good one.
In my opinion, one of the best wrestling matches to have ever been on WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, followed by a close second was anything with Piper in it.
Oh, yeah. God, Piper was so good in WrestleManias.
Ah,
so good!
But yeah.
But I like that one. I like your choice there. I like your choice there. I'm going with, and you can make fun of me. You can call me a rube all you want, because I know you will. I'm going with for what is probably kind of the easy choice, which is WrestleMania 24. Which is Ric Flair's final WrestleMania against Shawn Michaels.
It's such
an build-up. You watch the build-up to that, you know, where they have them yelling back and forth at each other. You know, you got Flair pushing Michaels into the corner. You know, I believe he called him Old Yeller, if I remember watching it.
Yeah.
So, you know, they yell at each other. They're going back and forth. The whole match is all about that if Flair loses, he will retire from wrestling. And then that... that end kick with the sweet chin music.
And he hits him with the, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I love you. And then kicks him and then literally just like lays on top of Flair. And then the best part is that at that moment, Shawn Michaels wins. And then Shawn Michaels leaves to give Flair his moment all by himself. You know, actually saying bye to everybody. Hugging his family. Walking.
I think my eyes were sweating.
Your eyes were sweating during that one. The exercise that we do during WrestleMania sometimes is rough.
My eyes were sweating as you were even describing it.
Yes, exactly. I could see you working on that. Oh, it was so good.
Can't call you a rube. That's a great moment.
It's such a good moment. So that's what I'm going for.
All right. With all that being said and all the excitement leading up to WrestleMania, we have to get into the go-home shows.
We do. We do. And we have the go-home shows of Raw and SmackDown leading up to WrestleMania.
And both of these shows should have just stayed home.
Yes. Yeah. I think somehow, I don't know how, but WrestleMania works themselves into a corner with WWE. All they want to do is promo and lead up and push WrestleMania to the point where they don't really seem to care about what they're doing and the shows leading to it anymore.
Both shows had more promos than matches.
They promoed what happened 30 minutes prior on the show you're watching during the middle of matches you were watching on the show. Like, I don't even know how to explain this to somebody. Like, I'm watching a show. 45 minutes later, I'm still watching that same show, but they're going to put what I'm watching now live in a tiny screen and on a bigger screen show me a commercial for what I saw previously in the show. I don't even understand why you do that.
Where are you?
What is happening?
Come back. We're gonna talk on
I'm
this
so
show.
I'm so confused.
We're gonna talk on this show.
I hate talking.
About the matches. I think we can sum up the whole idea of if you're gonna advertise a show and disregard the show that you have on,
right?
Mm-hmm. You pay the price.
Yes.
And we as fans paid the price this week. For both shows.
Yes, we did.
But let's get into it. We open the show up. We open up Raw.
Right. Right. With the McMahon Family Feud press conference hosted by Coach.
First of all, I don't ever want to open a show with Coach standing in the middle of the ring.
No.
That just tells me we're going to have poor TV.
Yes. Agreed.
The best part about this is, though, Coach introed, and then he just stood there. And he tried to do the interjections, and Triple H was just like, shut the fuck up, Coach. Nobody wants to hear
you. Nobody wants to hear you or your stupid questions from the wrestling universe.
So it was a little choppy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've come to understand, and I think we all realize, that anytime Stephanie comes out in pants, there's wrestling involved.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Yep. And I think Vince got your memo about the eye makeup on Ronda Rousey.
They toned that down a lot.
Yeah,
this week.
She didn't come out full on yellow and pink.
Exactly. Rabid. Yes. Last week it was hitting the hairline. It was so high. Yeah. Now it was much more subtle. Who knows what's going to happen on Sunday? I don't know if it's going to be like prom where she's just going to go all out and just be fire on the face.
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
But so we basically get the back and forth promo thing, and mm-hmm. Triple H is throwing out barbs, and we love Triple H.
He did better in this. He didn't stumble over as many lines as he often does, I feel.
I like the fact that they didn't let Angle talk.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why he had so little lines. He didn't have much to stumble over.
But so they bitch and moan at each other. Then they get up for the photo session. I'm rabbit-earing here. Photo session.
Right. Because we're not having all of this video taped anyway.
Right.
So why you need to get together for a photo op, I don't know, whatever.
So we have the photo op, which leads into Triple H cheap-shotting Angle.
In the back of the head with a mic.
And Angle goes, like, literally sailing out of the ring. I think he knew he had to take a bump in the back of the head and make it out of the ring, but he, like, did some sort of 1920s Charleston shuffle out of the ring.
I don't know what that was.
Falls over. Oh, mm-hmm. It was horrible.
Yep.
Which Ronda Rousey turns around, goes choke slam Triple H, and Stephanie goes, oh, no, not you, girlfriend.
Not my man's.
And then Stephanie proceeds to awkwardly pick up Ronda Rousey
slam
her through a pre-cut table.
Right. Very awkwardly and not very well pre-cut because it took a little push for that table to crack.
So how did you feel about that whole segment?
I mean, obviously the point of that segment was to make you think that Stephanie, make you show, I don't even know how to put it, that Stephanie has a chance here.
It's to give you a feeling that this could be a match.
Right. So I'll do it. Ronda sold it pretty well. She stayed down there. She sold the actual jump and drop well. The sitting down there on the bench, constantly holding her arm, stomach, neck.
To me,
I don't know what she was holding.
When they zoomed in on her laying in the wreckage of the table,
right,
she looked like a toddler who was upset they got laid down for a nap.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She didn't sell like that was painful or that she was hurt. She sold to me that she was poopy because she had nappy time.
She had nappy time, but she didn't want it.
Who wouldn't have time?
I don't want stupid Stephanie to put me down for nap.
So, I don't know.
I don't know.
But if you didn't catch it,
yeah,
they talked about it at least another 3 or 4 more times and continued to show clips of it all night long and at least twice during SmackDown.
What do you think they did more? Replay the events of that or point at the WrestleMania signs?
Ooh. I believe your text to me was first 10 minutes was 7 times?
7
or first
times.
7 minutes was 10 times. I'm not sure which.
I don't know. I just know my arm got tired. I made it a personal mission of mine for the go-home shows. Every time somebody pointed at the WrestleMania sign, I would point at it too.
That's a good exercise to get in.
I got to tell you, I was pointing with my right arm. I'm naturally left-handed. My right arm is Popeye huge right
now. It's huge. I've noticed that, but I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, and it's not from other things. It's from pointing at the WrestleMania sign. It's
pointing at the sign you drew and put up on your window.
Well, no. Every time they showed it on TV, I would point at it. So. And have you ever heard of this thing called a spaghetti monster?
I have. I believe there's a religion that follows it. Yeah. Where they wear colanders on their head.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I had this epiphany, and I think I put it out Tuesday because I had prior obligations on Monday. I had to DVR and watch Raw the following day.
Exactly. And what was that prior obligation there, Mr.
Well,
John?
Well, my friend, I am now one of a potential list of one new regulars on our parent show, Take Two Podcast.
That's the crowd cheering for you.
Oh, yay! So, I had my premiere episode. It was with the man I hate the most in the world, Tony. It came off pretty good. Tony carried the show. Thank you, Tony. I sounded like I was talking out of a tin can, but that was because of...
You were talking out of a tin can?
Well, yes.
Yes. Yeah. You live in a garbage can?
I did. So,
right.
The audio quality was poor, but I'm blaming Craig now because I think he submarined me.
Yes, as you should. I don't like to share you with other people as well. So
you start.
I don't like to share you with other men.
I will steal torpedo Tony you away from you.
Ah,
we'll do something like not soundtracks.
Right, exactly. But if you want to hear
best lighting in a movie, or
John's beautiful premiere, it is episode 77 of Take Two Podcast. You can hear him, and hopefully, fingers crossed, we will have him on more episodes. So, therefore, me and John will just take over the entire network.
All I'm saying is this. Hostile Takeover.
Yes.
You and I, Take Two Takedown, a Take Two show.
Ooh, might have to do that.
Where?
Everything will have to do with wrestling.
Exactly.
Top 5 box office of wrestling-related movies.
Who knows?
Who knows?
But we're gonna make this happen.
We're gonna make it happen. We're gonna make it happen.
All right.
But back into Raw.
Back into Raw.
Next, we had Bayley versus Sonya Deville.
You know, I got to say, this was obviously a match to further the rivalry between Sasha Banks and Bayley.
Right.
Which is obviously going to spill over into the Women's Royal Rumble.
Right.
And give us more heat later down the road.
Right. Which I'm surprised they didn't actually set up a Banks-Bayley fight for kickoff show. But I guess they already have, what do we figure, 14 matches on WrestleMania? So
yeah,
that's plenty.
Yeah. Here's my thing. So we got all that. Do you think Sasha has turned heel now? I mean, for her to say, raise my hand.
Right.
Raise my hand. And then grab Bayley by the face. Do you think that's WWE's way of saying, hey, she's a bad guy now. Everybody be happy.
That's what I'm assuming because they will never ever make Bayley a bad guy.
I don't know. I think they can give her a little edge, and I think that's what they're doing.
I think it's what they're trying to do, but I don't know. I think you're right, though. I think this is Banks going heel.
All right. With all that out of the way, because we had to talk about it, I'm going to say this. In this match, every time I see Sonya Deville, and I'm a fan of Sonya Deville.
Yes.
Every time I see Sonya Deville in the ring, she gets better.
I agree with that completely.
And I think she really sold a lot better in this match than other ones I've seen her in.
Yes. Out of that Absolution, and I believe even including Paige before she got hurt, I would say that if you were to look at Sonya Deville now and Paige before she got hurt, I'd still say Sonya Deville looks better.
All right. If we're going to talk about Absolution, how long until Vince McMahon goes, Mandy Rose, that blonde, she's stacked hot. Get her away from those other two clowns. Put her in. That's Sonya Deville. She looks evil.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's my Vince McMahon.
That's imitation. A pretty good Vince McMahon. Yeah. And that's exactly what he's going to say.
Bring all the hot blondes in.
Oh, he's so predictable, Grandpa Vince.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Love him. All right. Now, I'm going to jump around a little bit because there's something I've been dying to talk about because you are going to look at me and go, what?
Do it.
I am actually looking forward to, if they had some sort of heat between...
Don't say it.
One Matt Hardy and one Goldust. I think that would be so much better, and you could do so much more than what they did with him and Bray Wyatt.
I'm not going to deny that that could be better. Goldust. Now, and I think I'm liking for the Goldust going back to weird again.
I love the Princess Bride quote.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes. I like that. I will say that I do wish, and probably one of the few people, that I wish Cody Rhodes was still here because I feel a Matt Hardy Stardust.
With Brother Nero.
Right. And Goldust being part, like, those, like, four together would be ridiculous.
But I'm
not going to lie, that a Goldust-Hardy thing has some potential because they're both fucking out there.
They're both fucking out there.
Yeah.
They're the old men that are wrestling. I think it would be fun to watch them, and they could have a shit ton of fun with it.
Yeah, and this is one of those things that I think it's, much like I have a feeling what happened with the Hardy compound, that they just need to tell Matt Hardy and Goldust, be like, look, just do what you want. Make sure we can show it on television. We'll do whatever weird crap you guys want to do.
Like, their characters are so over and out there.
Yeah.
That you don't have to protect them as much as you had to, say, protect a Bray Wyatt. You had to keep Bray Wyatt with an edge.
Right, and right.
They didn't do that. They stole that from him.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that we're kind of like, be careful coming back, Bray.
Right, right.
So,
on another note, did you see the Instagram picture that one Braun Strowman posted of him and Bray Wyatt sitting next to each other on a plane?
No.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, I figured I would blow your mind by saying I'm looking forward to
my mind Hardy, is blown.
Hardy feud with the Goldust? I think that would be something.
And I think one of the benefits you have from that you didn't have with the Bray Wyatt thing is that Goldust and Hardy can go back and forth between who's winning and who's losing, and it doesn't matter.
Mm-mm.
Nobody cares who's winning and who's losing that as long as it's entertaining.
Yeah, there's nothing at stake.
Yeah, right.
Just the pure enjoyment of the match and the entertainment value.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of nothing at stake and pure entertainment value, none of these apply to the Cena Undertaker kerfluffle. We don't know what's going to happen. We all speculate. There are rumors and all this. All I'm going to say is I don't think the WWE has sold this well enough.
I agree. They have put too much of this on Cena What are we now on? 5 weeks of him doing these screamings and getting the crowd to chant with him and stuff. And I think it was good for 1 or 2 weeks. Now it's just stretching out too far. And now now we're led to believe in the story of the show that he is just going to go as a fan.
Yeah, he's going to sit in the sand and drink beers with Sasquatch.
So what is he going to do? Is he going to go into the ring and ask again?
Wait. More important question.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we know Cena's going as a fan, do you think he eats stadium nachos?
I would hope so. All good fans do when they go to wrestling events.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's a given.
Yeah, I mean, you have to. You either eat them or fight over them.
Right, exactly. And I think he could do both.
So,
I don't know. You're right. They didn't sell this right. I don't know what way they could have done it, but this wasn't the way to do it, is what I'll say.
No. I'm not excited. I'm not happy. I could care less. I would be more excited to see The Undertaker come out, stand in the middle of the ring, call out John Cena and say, I don't care what you say. Don't want to wrestle you. And just walk
and
away.
Just walk away.
Mic drop.
Just come out in like jeans and a t-shirt and be like, I'm not doing this, man.
the, The speculation is, though, at the last moment, Cena will come in, say something. They're going to bring Undertaker in as the American Badass, have Kid Rock play him out for that
obviously.
And there will be some sort of match. You've lost me. I don't care.
No.
I didn't have a lot of interest at the very beginning. I don't care now. Mm-hmm. And that's sad because I love Undertaker and I have respect for Cena. Maybe not his biggest fan, but I respect him.
Right, right.
And, like, you've lost any of my interest in this.
On the other hand, something that I was so interested in was the reveal of Braun Strowman's partner, his brother Brain.
That was great. So...
It was so fun.
Okay, so put aside that this was like 1920s comedy shtick.
Right.
It was so old that it was like, are you effing kidding
me? I'm going to go back and get him. Hold on.
Ed, he's dying to get these hands on you. And he looks a lot like me. All right, we get it, Braun. You're going to come out in a costume and be silly.
But
what sold it to me...
glasses and not even a fitted... button-down shirt, just draped over him, button-down shirt.
But what got it over for me was Corey Graves selling the shit out of
him. Oh, look, this guy looks even bigger than his brother. Did you guys know he had a brother?
Oh, that's not Braun. He's got glasses on.
And then he comes out, and because he'll come out. Brain will come out, but only if he can fight one of them.
Yeah.
So they agree to the fight. He comes out, rips off his glasses, a t-shirt, and Corey Graves being like, oh my goodness! Oh God!
No, but that was Braun the whole time!
I had no idea!
He Superman Clark Kented me!
Ugh. Sometimes I love me some Corey Graves.
So, now that we've gotten over on Braun.
Right.
I gotta say, maybe I'm the only one that caught this, but the bar comes out and cuts a decent promo for all of this. Like, we don't give a flying fig or fuck, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know... we are the tag team champs. You got to play by the rules. And no matter who you bring out, there's a way. We will beat your partner.
At some point, you will tag, and we will have that person.
And we'll just destroy whoever that is.
Though the best part of that night was my hope for his partner at WrestleMania, the forever loser, Hawkins.
Curtis Hawkins.
With his shirt that says, Pick Me Braun, that he has...
I was just thinking, maybe if you know,
what's your win loss record there?
What's your win? Well, here's your break, and he throws him through a pre-staged wall.
Oh,
Curtis
that.
Hawkins.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's WWE's way of saying, nope, not him.
Nope, not him.
But another match that I'm kind of meh. You'll get the initial pop of the crowd, like who's his partner, mm-hmm. and then they'll introduce somebody, and we'll be like, ooh.
And then it'll be over.
Yeah.
So what did you think of the Finn Balor-Seth Rollins match?
I liked it. The two of them wrestle each other well. They play off of each other very well. And I think that the match itself was good. What I didn't appreciate, I get that The Miz is a brand new dad, and he is a gushing father, and he's so happy and so proud. And... I'm excited for him. What I didn't like was that he was literally forcing his own face turn.
Yes.
In commentary about, I'm a new man. I'm a dad. Having a baby changes you. And I respect these guys.
I'm coming in this ring different. And yeah, I completely agree.
After you've been cutting like 6 weeks of promos about how you're so disrespected, now you're going to come in after having your baby. Congratulations, by the way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. After having your baby and say how much you respect these guys and that you're looking forward to it, I think you just signed your own warrant of losing that belt.
Right. And I think how he was doing it before, which is that he is the Miz and he is better than all of them, is what his character is. And you're changing your character almost in a week's time now and trying to do this whole I am new, I am changed. And granted, he is a person maybe, but that doesn't mean The Miz should be.
All I'm saying is, if this is him trying to make a face turn or WWE trying to make a face turn with him, don't try so hard.
Right.
And do it after WrestleMania.
Yes.
Let him go in as The Miz. I hope this is more of his mental warfare.
Mm-hmm.
And now
mm-hmm.
they're going to be like, well, The Miz has changed. He seems like he's a more docile person because of the kid. And then he just comes out like a beast at fucking WrestleMania.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So... With that being said, though, back to Balor and Rollins. I like it.
It was good. Now, they're all, like you said, they're always good.
Did you see that stiff super kick that Rollins put on Balor?
Yeah, I fear sometimes when they do fight each other, especially doing it now, the week before WrestleMania, knowing how both of them have been so hurt prior to immediately after WrestleMania's, like, I fear when they're, like, hard kicking each other. And,
yeah,
like, that, the final heel stomp that won, that Rollins did, like,
call it a heel stomp.
Sorry.
Can't call it a curb jab.
Blackout?
It's a blackout.
The blackout he did, heel stomp, it did look pretty real.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, I literally think he snapped Balor's head off.
Yeah.
When he hit him.
Okay.
So, talking about matches that you're kind of like, what's going on here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was there some match that didn't quite make any sense that you're talking about?
What is this Alexa Bliss and Mickey James against?
A good partnership. They work together. They're friends.
Asuka.
Right.
And Dana Brooke.
What? Wait, what? So the person who has never lost, ever, in WWE career history, Asuka, is going to team up with someone who hasn't wrestled in a while, unless you count that only on WWE.com thing with Rousey. She's putting up her ultimate always win streak to partner up with Dana Brooke?
Yeah, where does this make sense?
I don't know. I don't even know how this happened. I don't know.
I mean,
obviously, this is obviously to show Dana Brooke is going to be in the Women's Battle Royal.
Okay, so it's obviously a setup match.
Right.
We know this is the setup. Nia Jax coming down to attack Alexa Bliss.
Right.
Fine, whatever. Make it another singles match against Dana Brooke and Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you have to bring Asuka in this at all?
I don't know.
Guys, she's over.
Right.
We are looking forward to the match at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. We want to see Asuka win the belt, continue her streak. We're fine. You didn't need her.
And she came out the next night at SmackDown, so it wasn't like you weren't going to see her and Charlotte against each other.
You didn't need it.
I agree. You didn't need it.
Obviously, Asuka's not going to lose.
No.
They win the match by submission.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But what else happened from this match? I mean, we got Nia coming down to clear the ring and all this crap. And Mickey, the sponge.
Yes.
The bump sponge.
Yes, the bump sponge.
Selling again is perfect.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I still don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get the whole Mickey role. Like, is she supposed to be, like, the other plastic?
That's all I'm thinking of. Because they don't even, she has no intro anymore. This is her coming out with Alexa Bliss to Alexa Bliss's music. It says Alexa Bliss in big letters behind it. Doesn't say Alexa Bliss and Mickey James, just Alexa Bliss.
She doesn't even get like the little rider on
no,
the bottom.
No, she gets nothing.
What she does have? She does have pockets.
She does have pockets. And in the category of things my wife said, she said that the reason that James probably wasn't doing well is because those pockets are not very aerodynamic. They're slowing her down.
You know what? Good on you, Amber.
I mean, I think it makes total sense.
Yeah.
That's why she lost.
Has to be.
It's the only reason I can think. Not because Asuka's better than everyone.
That match meant nothing to me, made no sense to me, and didn't do anything.
Nope.
So.
I agree. So. Yeah,
we have a.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple of non-match in-ring performances, though.
We do.
And speaking of great in-ring performances.
Mm-hmm.
We had one Mr. Elias. Hello.
I'm so glad Elias is back.
My name is Elias. Wearing, I think, his grandma's shawl.
Oh, I don't know what it is that he wears, but it's always funny.
I think he goes to the women's section of the Goodwill store and buys whatever your grandma wore 7 years ago.
Yep.
But he comes out and he cuts another great promo.
Great promo against Atlanta, talking about why did we even stop here?
If this city sucks.
We should have just skipped over it completely and gone straight to New Orleans.
And who comes out?
Of course, good old Heath Slater and Rhino.
Yep.
Just to once again show, hey, they're here too. Don't forget about them.
I got kids.
I do love that he's still pushing that shirt.
Whatever works. Did you see the shirt Rhino was wearing? I walk with Slater. I wonder who spelt that for him.
Yeah. But I agree that, and it comes out, it's the exact same thing that happened last week with Rhino. Except this time it's Slater fighting him, and Slater just gets destroyed.
Elias eats him alive, beats him clean.
Mm-hmm.
Useless. The last two promos that I want to share. Renee Young interviews Nia Jax.
Right.
And I love Renee Young. I love Nia Jax. But I got to say, this interview was kind of overly cliche. And as much as Nia was trying to be straight,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't help but giggle at some of the silly things she said.
Yeah, I hoped that this was leading into what we had talked about before, which was almost that PSA style of, like, hey, like, this is, it's not nice to bully, like, yeah. You know, this is something that, I don't know, but it wasn't that.
No.
So, I don't know. I mean, I guess it was, and the fact that you had Nia come out anyway, you didn't need that, I feel. Like, you don't need to get over nice girl Nia anymore that we want her to win because she's the good guy. Like,
we get it. She's the face.
We don't need that anymore. Yeah. We don't need the interview to do that for us.
Now, the very last part where we have the Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman promo where they're calling out Reigns
right,
and what have you.
Right, but good old Grandpa all night says, hey guys,
let's
keep it together. We want to keep everybody healthy for WrestleMania.
Don't worry, we're going to do what's best for the program.
Right.
And
how does Kurt Angle make sure that they're separated by pulling out all of the Raw tag teams?
All the Raw tag teams.
And putting them on the ramp.
Four guys?
Right, yeah, pretty much.
Putting them on the ramp, yeah. Who doesn't know, who hasn't watched wrestling since Roman Reigns came up from NXT, who doesn't know that he will just walk through the crowds?
Yes.
I think that was like a Shield thing. Mm-hmm. I think he's done it the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But don't worry. Kurt Angle, the smart man that he is, blocks the ramp.
And of course, this is the one time Roman actually comes out the ramp. But since Brock Lesnar and Heyman called out how much better Brock was than everybody in that locker room and how much more important he is, you know, Reigns comes out and says, what are you guys doing? You're going to defend that part-timer against all of us? We've been in this together.
So what you're saying is Reigns comes down like Moses.
Yes, yes.
And with the power of God, splits these wrestlers like the Red Sea.
Ah, it was a miracle.
God has delivered him among his captors, and he will destroy Brock Lesnar, which is the Egyptians.
Ah.
Yeah. Right? What? Bible school.
That was nice. I felt it.
Charlton Heston.
It was basically Charlton Heston. That's what I was going to say.
Pretty much got that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so they fight some more. Reigns gets over a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Eh.
He gets, like, 9 Superman punches in.
Yeah.
This time. Holds up the belt at one point.
Yeah.
And then we're just leading into Sunday's fight, so.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
And that's pretty much my opinion of this match.
Yeah. And that was Raw.
Yeah.
That was what we had with Raw this week. Like you said, it's just a... Maybe a should have stayed home show instead of a go home show.
Talk about another stay home show.
Yes.
Let's get into SmackDown.
Let's get into Letdown Live. I mean, SmackDown Live. What?
I actually gave it its real title, but yeah, it was a letdown.
We start with Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon coming out.
And they're all buddy-buddy.
They're buddy-buddy now because they got a common enemy.
Hugger's got a hug.
Right, exactly.
I wonder how Bayley feels that Daniel Bryan has stolen her shtick.
I know. It's rough. It's rough. I would be upset.
And Shane told us, I'm not much of a hugger.
Not much of a hugger, but it's okay.
Yeah.
They're best friends.
They're besties.
Brothers got a hug. So we had that.
Yeah.
And then we had Charlotte Flair. The current SmackDown Women's Champion against Natalya. Again? Didn't we just do this?
Well, I'm going to say this. I like these two in the ring together.
I do.
This particular match was a little off.
What was that thing? I don't know how to describe this audio-wise. But at one point, Natalya's on the ground.
Uh-huh.
And she's holding up Charlotte Flair above her like she's a table.
Uh-huh.
And so they're making like a square.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's a submission hold, my friend.
Is it?
The pressure that Natalia was putting on her trunk, on Charlotte's trunk, mm-hmm. her torso.
Right.
Was immense.
Immense.
Meant to make her submit.
Is that what that was?
It just looked really cool. But, like, I'm going to say, I really love that Natalia brings Charlotte up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say it, and I agree with some of our other friends from other shows, that I don't think Charlotte's that good of a wrestler. I think it's the wrestlers around her that bring her up. Like, that match with her and Ruby Riott, Ruby Riott sold that match.
That I will give you.
Her matches with Natalia, Natalia brings out the best in her. Mm-hmm. But I think Charlotte and Natalia have that unique chemistry where they bring out the best in each other.
I was going to say that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and the love of my life, Becky Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, Becky. I think she brings it out in Charlotte as well.
Yes.
However, going back and looking at these matches where Charlotte has to dictate the flow and basically field general the match,
mm-hmm.
not good matches.
A lot of times not, no.
Perfect example, when she was in with Sarah Logan.
Mm-hmm.
Those mm-hmm. two matches, the right. two matches she had with her were horrible.
Yeah, yeah. And not all of that can be put on Sarah.
So when you come at me with a flare and go again against Natalia, I'm going to go, well, thank goodness it is Natalia because it should be somewhat interesting.
Yeah, I will give you that. I will give you that.
But what was this all set up for?
This was all set up for Carmella once again trying to come in cash and getting denied, which I did enjoy this denial of cashing in her Money in the Bank, which was Flair kicking it in the fucking air.
I'm just saying, if there's any NFL teams with the draft coming up
mm-hmm.
that are looking for a kicker,
yeah.
I think Charlotte put her card in
she
the
really
bin there. I think,
she really did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But kicks the thing. Now, don't worry, folks.
Uh-huh.
That wasn't an official contract signing. They never rung the bell for the match.
Right.
So Carmella is still the Money in the Bank holder.
Well, I don't see how this could have anything to do with WrestleMania on Sunday.
I'm just saying, don't worry about Carmella. She still has the Money in the Bank.
Okay, good, good. But this all led into...
Wait, I'm gonna go into behind stage stuff.
Ooh, tell
do
me.
Do you think Carmella mm-hmm. and Big E may have a thing going on?
I hope so.
Really?
I know from my own personal daughter's enjoyment.
Oh, my God.
She hopes so.
What happens if she finds out that Big E and Carmella are not boyfriend and girlfriend?
I don't know what she's going to do with herself. It's her main reason for liking Carmella is the fact that the one action figure she has, Big E, is dating her.
Oh.
In her mind.
In her mind.
In her mind.
So, now that we've brought that out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Who comes out at the end of the Flair-Natalia match?
Shockingly, even though we just saw her the night before... On Raw, Asuka comes out.
Wait, why would she come out? Does she have a match or something?
What? So they come out and push for their WrestleMania match, which you know is coming up. And you knew Asuka was there anyway because they're going to do the mixed match challenge immediately following. They were both in.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
We'll get into that. I don't even know. We definitely have to get into that. So that was the beginning. Then we got into another fight. Where we knew what was going to happen, which is Mahal versus Rusev. Bobby Roode sitting on commentary.
Yeah.
Now, so we got three out of our four. Where could our fourth person, Randy Orton, be coming in?
I don't know if you saw. He was backstage watching the match.
Right. I mean, he's backstage just standing up, watching his match with arms crossed like all of us yeah. watch television.
I stand up and watch television all the time.
All the time.
There's nothing like a recliner or anything that
nope.
I plop my fat ass down.
Nope. Mm-mm.
No, and none of us would have sat on the boxes that he was leaning against.
No. Why would you do that?
Mm-mm.
Why would you do that? But he's there. They're fighting. Rusev ends up winning yeah. against Mahal. And then, oh, my goodness!
RKO
out of nowhere.
But was it out of nowhere if we all knew it was coming?
I had to... And you, like I said, you knew it was going to happen because you already had three of them out there.
I would have been more impressed if he RK'd Bobby Roode.
Yeah. Just came out of nowhere and did him from the commentary chair.
Yeah, and then just walked out, looked at Mahal, looked at Rusev, threw his arms up in the Randy Orton way, pointed at him.
Walked away. Yeah, that would have been more fun.
That would have been better.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I still say Rusev gets over in this.
I think you're right. I mean, you can listen to our WrestleMania show coming out tomorrow, but our show pick was Rusev, mm-hmm. and our individual picks, also Rusev. Because there's no way they can't have him win this.
Like, no.
There's no other person that should be winning this.
All right. Speaking of nothing that made sense.
Nothing that made sense, but the only reason it even slightly made sense is because we kind of saw it at the WWE live event we went to 2 weeks ago.
True. And I think it was just to say, hey, these eight people are probably going to be in this men's
Don't forget Battle about Royal. These guys.
Yeah. So we had an eight-man tag team. We had...
Tell me everybody on these teams.
Are you ready? Breezango? Right.
Yes.
Ty Dillinger?
Yep.
And Zack Ryder.
Right. Who, I will say, my wife, who, granted, has just recently started to get into the wrestling in the past 6 months or so, did say to me, who is that guy? Because he hasn't been on anything.
Oh, Zack Ryder?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I can tell you, though, but these four guys work together.
Yes.
Like, you bring the Fashion Police,
mm-hmm.
the Perfect Ten, and Woo Woo Woo
yeah.
together, and they kind of fit as a team.
Will they make the Fashion SWAT team?
Ooh.
That's what I'm thinking.
Good call.
Fashion SWAT.
But they face Mojo.
Yes.
Baron Corbin.
Yep.
The Bump Sponge Ziggler.
Yep.
And, oh, man. And
the unspecified Cologne brother.
I lost his name because I didn't know if it was Drakkar Noir or CK Eternity.
I didn't know which one it was.
But it's one of those colognes.
I thought it was Cool Water.
Cool Water. Aqua Velva.
Aqua Velva. I thought it was Brett.
By Fabergé. But it was one of them.
One of them.
And
one of them.
That team made no sense.
No sense.
None.
No sense. My favorite part, though, was one Fandango's.
Fandango.
Pants, which were mermaid scales.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. As much as I love Mojo, if he was not in the ring, that was like, get a snack break.
Oh, yeah.
That
was an old Divas match.
I listened. I listened.
Yeah.
I did not watch.
No.
Nope. Mm-hmm. The only time I actually turned around was whenever I heard, hey, Mojo got tagged
yeah.
in. Or, Corbin with the End of Days. I was like, Corbin.
Yeah. And that's what ended up happening was Corbin did the End of Days on Mermaid Pants.
And won. Killed him.
Mm-hmm. And killed him. And killed him. And he will now never marry Prince yeah. Eric.
Now he and... is Chicken of the Sea.
Nice. So
you're welcome. That was horrible.
That was.
And then the other was... thing... Since we're talking tag teams, the main event of the night was the Benjables against AJ and Nakamura.
Right.
Obviously, to further the storyline between AJ and Nakamura, I actually liked it.
Yes.
The story furthering. What I don't like is when you take the Benjables and you bring them up to an Uso level, then you submarine them down to a Fandango level, and then you're bringing them up against your two main stars.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what are you doing with these two? Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin are amazingly talented.
Yeah, they have no idea what they're doing, these guys.
You know, I put them in the category of like an Apollo Crews or what they did with Neville even. It's like you have all this talent and you're not using it.
I don't get it because they're good. Their selling of stuff is good. Their actual ring work is good. And I think... for the most part, even their promo work is not bad.
No.
So I don't know. I don't know why it is. I don't know if it's in comparison to somebody so over like New Day or even Bludgeon Brothers are starting to get. Like, is it just that they're not that level? Because if you took Benjables and put them on Raw, they would destroy on Raw.
My personal opinion is they piss somebody off in management and they're getting punished.
That's the only thing I can think about.
So I don't know.
But I think we need to make it a thing that in the following year, from after WrestleMania 34 to WrestleMania 35, we need to make sure that they are called on WWE the Benjables.
I'm for it.
I think we need to work on that.
We have a lot of things.
We got a lot of things moving, a lot of parts.
But with that being said, obviously AJ Styles gets the pin on Gable, which I don't understand, but gets a pin on Gable. He wins. Then it gets further on. Where AJ's now doing some mental warfare on Nakamura.
Right, right.
And he comes up and he does his famous elbow off the rope to just stop in front of him and pat Nakamura on the head.
Just like Nakamura did to him the week before. Oh, it was great.
And he We end the show with him pointing at his head going, I'm smart too.
I'm smart too.
Hey, this country boy, thanks. All right, I got this.
Can't take down this redneck.
It's not just for, you know, my Billy Ray Cyrus haircut and possibly a cowboy hat.
No, you don't want none.
I use it. You don't want none. I'm phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
All right, so we talk about all this, and I left this last one purposely because this was my favorite part of Raw and SmackDown this
year. Yes.
Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens come out and I think cut an amazing promo.
Right. Not an in-ring promo. No. A standing on the commentary on the table promo.
To the point where, and I appreciate this, they're talking, Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon come out and they're like, cut the mic.
Cut the mic.
And Kevin, KO in true KO fashion, is holding the mic, taps it twice, looks at it and goes, you motherfucker.
So good.
So I loved that one. So I just, that was my favorite part of both shows this week.
Yes. They did it. Then they start to walk out into the crowd and leave. Bryan and McMahon come out telling everybody, hey, guys, grab your cameras, grab your phones, take pictures. This is the last time you're ever going to see them on a SmackDown show.
Now, they did make it a point, if you've noticed, when they talk about Sammy and Kevin being fired, that it was, they will never be on a SmackDown show again.
Oh, yes.
So the odds on favorite are they may not be on SmackDown, but God damn it, they'll be on Raw.
They sure will. They sure will.
So, but I still, I lust for, I want in the worst way, them to come back as El Generico and Kevin Steen.
Oh, that'd be so good.
That would be awesome.
That'd be so good.
Like, he shaves the beard into a goatee, and now he's not Kevin
Owens anymore. Who is he?
He's Kevin Steen.
Who is he? But that was our go-home shows. And that was Raw and SmackDown.
Not too impressed.
No, no. I mean, I'm still excited for WrestleMania. I know you are, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's no denying that. But these shows weren't what was getting me pumped for it. They weren't, like, you know,
they didn't
build
even,
up.
They didn't even keep me built. They kind of distracted a little bit.
Yeah.
We mentioned in earnest at the beginning that too many vignettes, not enough matches. The matches you did give us were easily predictable, and a lot of them made no sense.
Yep.
And, you know, what I take away from these go-home shows is the WWE has to get some better writing talent and has to get some better people. And I'm sorry, Road Dogg, you suck. Developing these matches in these programs, they're horrible. You get, like, a 1 out of 20.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you manage to submarine the one you got right. So yeah. I'm not excited about that. I hope after WrestleMania and we get that fresh restart.
That's what I'm hoping.
We get a brand new kick. So
yeah, yeah. We also had, but we did have a final that came up. We had the finals of the Mixed Match Challenge.
We did.
That happened Tuesday night, which was a preview to WrestleMania, where we had Asuka and The Miz versus Charlotte Flair and Bobby Roode. So Robed Warriors versus Asuka or Oscum.
Oscum.
Oscum?
Yeah. So Oscum wins.
Oscum wins.
There's no way now that they've made this about her winning streak.
Yeah.
There's no way she's going to lose this. I'm excited. The animal charity.
Yes.
$100,000.
Yeah. And they're, I don't know, whatever. They did the dog one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So puppies got the payout.
I'm good with that. I'm good with puppies getting payout.
And I got to say, all in all, now that the Mixed Match Challenge has come to an end, I enjoyed it.
I did.
It was a whole different scene on these wrestlers. It allowed them to be a little more free. We got to play with their characters a little bit. I enjoyed all of it. What I don't like, shouldn't make it about anything that's going on the main cards.
No.
It should have just been something sidetracked fun.
Yeah. And that is why I didn't appreciate Miz and Asuka continuing to move up. Like, let them lose, even if it's just nefarious, you know, somebody cheats and beats them, something like that. Let them lose so they're out of it. Let anybody who's a belt just be out of it early on so that you get people who don't normally get that sort of bump. Like, I still think the best pairing they had was Braun and Bliss.
Sammy and Becky.
Sammy and Becky was good.
Love
but that. I would love to, like, I would have loved to have been a Sammy Becky Braun Bliss final.
I don't know. I'm just saying, I liked it. I say do it again.
Yeah.
But allow it to be a little more free.
Yep. Yep. How did you feel about the Facebook Watch aspect of it? I think we talked at the beginning. WWE is always on the forefront. They did this whole network thing first. They're always trying to start stuff early, you know, to get on the bandwagon early. I liked it. I don't know how much they should continue it. I don't know how much they should push it to, like, the next one. You know, I don't know what the best route forward is for this.
I'm going to stand by what I've been saying from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that it's a brand new thing. I like the fact that they played it out as let's experiment and have fun with it. I think you need to step away from the viewership you got every week and just look at it as the whole program. I think it worked. It got over. The fans enjoyed it. And it's not meant... This is like a secondary thing. It's not meant to give you this huge pop and push.
Right.
It's not
right.
like you were going to carry any of these matches into WrestleMania. It's not like you were going to use this to get any of your characters over
mm-hmm.
or submarine any of your other characters. It was just something added. So with that in mind, keep it like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I will say they have been adding them to the WWE Network. I don't know if you noticed, but it's always like a week-ish behind. You know, so I think it would be interesting, especially once WrestleMania is over, to sort of see how that viewership, you know, you promote it a little more on the network and say, hey, you can watch every match now, back to back from the very beginning, you know, and they're all at most 20 minutes.
Right.
You know, so you can watch the whole thing in an hour and a half, 2 hours, you know, a little shorter than any WrestleMania kickoff show is going to be. So you might as well watch that and then see how that sort of viewership builds over time.
You know, all in all, we liked it, we enjoyed it, mm-hmm. and we recommend they do it again.
Yes.
In the same vein.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Speaking of things we like and mm-hmm. we recommend,
mm-hmm.
can we get into local events?
Let's get into local events, because we have some things to say to some local events.
Yeah, we do.
All right, coming up.
That's it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's save Right Coast Pro for last.
It's not a bad idea. Coming up on April 14th, we have Maryland Championship Wrestling, their 2018 Spring Fever event.
This is a Hollywood, Maryland.
Hollywood, Maryland. All right, you got one of our favorites, Joey Mercury.
Yep.
We're so glad he's part of Maryland Championship Wrestling.
We love Joey Mercury.
We love him.
He's the ultimate heel, I mm-hmm. think.
We got TNA star Angelina Love.
Ooh.
And then we have somebody who you need to go and meet,
special
get autographs
star.
From, get pictures of, the million-dollar man, Ted DiBiase.
I can't wait.
I mean, that alone... Being able to go and see him and get a picture with the million-dollar man, like, you need to do that.
Absolutely.
Do you think he will have Virgil with him?
Absolutely not.
I don't think so either.
Not at all.
Wonder what he's doing now. What's Virgil doing now?
I think Virgil's just being Virgil.
Yeah, just hanging out.
Virgil. Living the Virgil life.
Mm-hmm. You're probably right.
Should we have a vigil for Virgil?
A vigil for Virgil?
I don't know if I can say that twice fast.
I can't say that once
so
fast. So.
Ah, Virgil.
Oh, Virgil. But that is April 14th, Maryland Championship Wrestling. You can look them up, MCW, or MCWrestling.com.
Good job, buddy.
Thank you. Check them out. Then we have our other April 14th event. All right?
This is the one we will be attending.
Right. Right Coast Pro. One of our favorite local events in the Delaware area. This time they will be at their kickoff event. All right, where they help promote and make money for it's a local soccer facility, soccer
teams.
The Boys
and Girls Club.
Right. So they're doing it in Newcastle, Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It is the Fight for Fame and Fortune Battle Royal.
So this is an interesting setup.
Yes.
Right Coast Pro has taken all their talent.
All of them.
They're going to put them in a battle royal.
Battle royal.
The winner.
Winner.
Then immediately gets to face
mm-hmm.
their current champion, Big Gene Snitsky. For the belt.
Right. And all Snitsy's going to be doing, if he accepts our challenge, is sitting on the edge, watching the Battle Royal, eating nachos with your hosts of Take Two Takedown.
This has been put out. We put it on air. We've tweeted it.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these other wrestlers
right.
have taken personal offense because they feel we haven't given them a shot.
Right. They feel that maybe Snitsky shouldn't be eating nachos with us, that they should be taking notes. Or you should be watching. This is right. This means
here's,
nothing.
Here's our thing.
Yes.
Gentlemen. One Mr. Intensity, one Miles Millennium,
mm-hmm.
one. I'm even going to throw Beefcake in there, and I love me some Beefcake.
Yeah, who doesn't love Beefcake?
Anyway,
with all that kind of cake.
The Crazy Kids are in this one.
Crazy Kids are in this one. We have the other Baldwin brother in this one.
Golden Duck Dynasty?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Anyway, all I'm saying is this. You have so much talent in Right Coast Pro.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to put them in a ring together. They are going to beat the literal piss out of each other.
Right.
And then have to face your champion, which, in all honesty, a lot of you don't compare to. Right. I'm saying it.
No.
I put it out there.
I mean, on a good, well-rested day, most of you, Mr. Intensity and Miles Millennium, won't beat Big Gene Snitsky on a good, well-rested day. Yeah,
but then you're going to tell me that you are going to be put on a card where you're in the middle of a ring with everyone else that is competing for this opportunity, and you think you're not going to go into a match with Snitsky, whoever wins this.
Right.
Broken, beat up, and bruised.
Mm-hmm.
And you think you stand a chance?
No chance. No chance. Which is why Snitsky can just hang out with us and eat stadium nachos.
That's what I'm saying. He can eat nachos. We, you know, when it's time to come, he just comes in, drops you, and done.
And done. Done. He may even drop you in some nacho cheese.
He may let... No, I don't want to get in the ring with any of them.
No, I don't want to get in the ring with any of them.
I just... That's my biggest sticking point here, guys. Mr. Intensity, Miles Millennium, you guys have called us out directly. We're answering up. Yes, we are another podcast, but we are the podcast.
The podcast.
Yes, we have the power of keystrokes and a microphone.
Yep.
You know, we're going to use it.
Yeah, we are.
Just like you use your talents in the ring. We don't have that.
No, we do not.
No.
None of those.
We will hide behind this microphone.
Right, as long as we possibly can.
And we will most likely be wearing masks. Oh, wait. Braun Strowman gave me a great idea.
Uh-huh.
If we go to this and wear glasses, they won't know who we are.
They won't know who we are.
Not at all.
I'm going to wear glasses and a draped over button-down shirt. They won't know who I am.
We're set.
Mm-hmm.
But... Snitsky, if you're listening, please, we would love to have nachos with you as we watch the Battle Royal.
Yes.
We would love, if we need to serve you said nachos.
Yeah.
We'll bring them.
We'll bring them. They're on us. Nachos on us.
Nachos on us.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can make this happen, we're all in. Either way, we're still going to the match.
We're still going. If any of you fans listening want to make this happen, don't forget to tweet. You can tweet Big Gene Snitsky or just do hashtag nachos with Snitsky.
Exactly.
I guarantee that hashtag is not going anywhere else than people that listen to this show.
So it's you, me, and your wife?
Pretty much. Let's get into our moment of. Our moment of this week, I think, is something that we both agree on, was one of the funniest parts of the entire go-home shows.
It was probably the only entertaining part.
The only entertaining part, exactly. Which was Braun Strowman coming out and Corey Graves' reaction to all that.
Here it is.
Oh, my God! That's Braun!
Here's Craig's reaction to Corey Graves' reaction of Braun Strowman coming out.
I'll go get him.
Who on earth is this going
to
be?
I don't know. I can't wait to find out, though. We've been waiting long enough.
Oh, but I'm going to warn you, he's a lot like me.
What?
Whoa.
Just a little different.
Come on, there's nobody like Braun Strowman.
There's a lot of people different than Braun Strowman.
Whoever it is going to have a match.
Oh my God, look at the size of this guy. Where did Strowman find him?
Corey?
My brother's Braun, I'm Brains, and I'm about to come down there and knock yours out of your head.
Oh my God. I don't think the bar Cesaro is expecting this.
It must be Braun's twin brother, obviously.
Obviously.
The resemblance is striking, but I'm...
So this is a Brains?
I didn't know the Strowman family tree was this deep.
Braun Strowman set to take on Cesaro. Here tonight, live on Raw.
Yeah, Brains and Braun.
Oh, my God.
Quite the combination.
It's Braun Strowman.
Corey.
Ah! I don't know why I think it's so funny.
Oh, I love it.
You're awful.
I love it. I know.
Braun Strowman. I think in the vein of Braun Strowman,
Yes.
He's the brains.
He's the brains.
And apparently his brother is the brawn.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You see what they did
you
there?
You see what they did there?
All right. Well, since they're promoting him, I want to promote our WrestleMania Spectacular, which is coming out tomorrow.
Coming out tomorrow. Our picks against two other lovely wrestling shows, which we appreciate the fact that they are wrestling shows. We listen to both of them. We listen to both of these wrestling podcasts. But we also know we are better than both of these podcasts, which is why we had to challenge them to WrestleMania picks. So Wrestling Life, Busted Wide Open, we'll have their picks on our WrestleMania show. We'll have our picks on there. We'll tweet out a nice little picture of a graph so you can follow along during the show.
Farts?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Yeah.
So we can tweet out a picture of our little graph. You can follow along during WrestleMania, see which show is doing better. So you know at the end of that, who's going to end up winning the ultimate prize.
Also on that graph is our personal picks, which we've gone over.
Right.
So you can see that I am ultimately the smartest guy in wrestling.
We'll
speaking,
see about that.
What? Speaking of smart people in wrestling.
Yes.
We also want to thank our new followers and listeners.
We do.
We love you guys. We look forward to your input. If you want to, go ahead, give us a good rating. Give us the rating you feel we deserve.
Right, 5 stars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And hit us up at Take Two Takedown on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel inclined, drop us some emails in the TripleTBag@gmail.com.
Exactly. As we said before, we'll answer all wrestling-related questions and non-wrestling-related because that's what we are here for. Don't also forget that if you want to buy anything online, go to TakeTwoPodcast.com. You can click on the menu and get to the Amazon link there. Buy stuff through our link on there. We get a little bit of kickback. We use that to buy wonderful things like nachos for Big Gene Snitsky. This is the best time to be a wrestling fan. WrestleMania time.
It's like wrestling Christmas.
It is. It's wrestling Christmas. So much going on this weekend.
WrestleMania is on Rusev Day.
Rusev Day. So happy for that.
All right.
So if you are following WrestleMania, if you're watching WrestleMania, make sure you have your Twitter up. Follow us. We will be live tweeting WrestleMania, I am sure. Probably for all 12 hours of it or however long it's going to end up lasting. All right, we will tweet out all of that stuff. Follow along, comment with us. Let us know when it's over what you thought of WrestleMania as a whole. You know, if we get some good tweets, we get some good emails from people, we'll read them on next week's show when we give our impression. We give our impression of how WrestleMania was.
You're horrible.
Love you too, John. Peace. Ah! That was a good one. That's my 7:14.
Did you like that?
Ready, sweet cheeks? Episode 25!
Alright, Lotus Blossom.
We made it 25 episodes!
25.
We're professionals.
We're a quarter of a quarter there.
I know. We're almost as old as Jen. Or your daughter.
Put the John away.
Right.
Get the funk out.
Get the demigod out.
I gotta get the demigod out. Gotta let the demigod shine.
Mm-hmm. The machine.
The machine.
The machine.
Like, I am the demigod.
I am the machine.
Yep, one of these days I'm just going to come around and start talking about myself in the third person.
I think you should.
The demigod John is here! I order nacho fries and a triple stuffed burrito!
No, but so we don't have fries anymore. I don't care!
I am a god!
Bring them to me now!
Appease me! Here. Vince, keep it down.
Keep it down up there, Vince.
This has been a production of WTTP, Take Two Podcast.
WTTP. 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 WTTP